Nasreddin's fine coat. One time, Nasreddin Hoxha was invited to a banquet at the home of the Mukhtar, a very important man in his town. Nasreddin loved to eat and to converse, and all day long, as he worked in his garden, he thought eagerly about the evening ahead of him. Unfortunately, he miscalculated the amount of work he had to do, and when he arrived home, he realized there was not enough time to dress properly for the occasion, unless he wanted to arrive late. So off he went in his work clothes, with dirt still all over them, as well as on his hands and face. When the Hoxha arrived at the banquet, nobody paid him any attention, although on other occasions he was generally asked his opinion on many matters. The Mukhtar himself barely noticed him, and he was seated at the farthest end of the long table away from his host. By the time the serving plates reached him, all the food was gone. With his feelings hurt and his stomach empty, Nasreddin slipped out of the party and hurried back to his house. At home, he scrubbed himself from head to toe and dressed himself in his finest clothes. An elegant shirt, baggy trousers, a large turban, and on top of it all, his new fur coat. Then he started back to the banquet. This time, when he entered, the Mukhtar rose to meet him and led him straight to his place of honor beside the host. Throughout the dinner, he addressed one question after another to his learned guest, and the servants brought him the finest foods. As he answered the questions, Nasreddin took the food from his plate and poured it into the large pockets of his coat. When his pockets were filled to overflowing, he took several handfuls of rich brown gravy and rubbed it into his beautiful shirt, then wiped the remainder onto his beard. He continued on in this manner until the amazed and dumbfounded Mukhtar blurted out, "Hoxha, what on earth are you doing? Have you lost your mind?" "Not at all," the Hoxha answered. "I am merely showing gratitude to my clothes. When I came to your banquet earlier this evening, you barely noticed me and seated me in a corner with no food. When I came back in with these fine clothes, you treated me as your guest of honor. I have not changed, so it must be my clothes that you are honoring. Out of respect, I am feeding them first. Eat my clothes. You are the guest of honor. Enjoy your meal." And with that, the Hoxha stood up and left the banquet.